for my mission. We will have one more song, and it's called Lullaby. I hope everyone sleeps well tonight. Dankjewel zeggen tegen Jacco en tegen Phil en tegen Choco en tegen alle mensen die geholpen organiseren en vrijwilligerswerk doen en tegen iedereen die gekomen is.
En tegen de doe-het-zelf-iets-werkplaats.
En God en mijn ouders.
Fris niet en wees verheugd, dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd, dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Bondkracht signaleert de nieuwste mode. De mode van vandaag is kleur, kleur, kleur. Maar op die leuke kleuren komen ook moeilijke vlekken. En als u voor de bonte was een kookwasmiddel gebruikt, dan bleken die vlekken wel weg. Maar de kleuren ook. Daarom heeft Bondkracht geen bleekmiddel, maar in plaats daarvan biologische waskracht. Kijk wat er gebeurt. Bondkracht bleekt die vlek niet weg. Bondkracht weekt die vlek weg. Net als een inweekmiddel, terwijl u wast. Alsjeblieft. Helemaal schoon dankzij de biologische krachtformule van Bondkracht. Biologisch Bondkracht van Sunlight reinigt met kracht, spaart de kleuren.
The giant B-29, stripping away some of the secrecy surrounding the Bell X-1A, Air Force films show the bomber carrying the superplane on a test flight at Edwards, California. Launched in flight from the B-29, the tiny craft is designed to streak along at almost 2.5 times the speed of sound. Its 4 rockets are fed a mixture of alcohol and liquid oxygen.
Nun an wollen wir mit allen Völkern Europas in Frieden leben. Eure Weisheit ist so groß wie eure Tapferkeit. Ich werde unseren wartenden Fürsten die Botschaft überbringen, dass Friede herrscht. Von jetzt an ist euer Name für uns alle.
Was soll denn nun mit uns geschehen? Der Mut deines Heeres war für dich eine unbesiegbare Waffe. Und jetzt willst du sie auf einmal wie eine verrostete Lanze wegwerfen. Willst du in der Erinnerung deines Volkes als ein Herrscher leben, der sich zu dem letzten großen Kampf nicht entschließen konnte? Du wagst es, dich dem Willen der Geister des Himmels zu widersetzen? Wenn die Götter nicht auf der Seite meiner Krieger sind, dann will ich von ihrem Gesetz nichts wissen. Für mich gibt es nur 2 Götter, mein Schwert und die Erde. Du wagst es, dich den Göttern zu widersetzen? Nicht nur die Götter, sondern auch die Weisheit hat zu mir gesprochen. Bitte darum, dass sie uns den Frieden erhalten.
These missiles can also be fired from submarines. Flight, the Regulus resembles a conventional swept-wing jet fighter and can travel at supersonic or slow speeds. Remote or automatically controlled by piloted planes, the guided missiles are designed to extend and improve the defense and striking power of the Navy. With a tricycle landing gear and a parachute for a brake, the Regulus can be brought down safely and used again.
Thanks for the information, little man. I shan't forget.
Thank you, Air Stormtroop Leader. But with me, duty is its own reward. And I have never been one to try to profit by the small services I give my neighbors.
Yes, 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 good day.
But if the Air Stormtroop Leader feels himself to make some return for the favor I have done him, then perhaps the next time his men's boots need repairing?
All right, Pipperman. They shall come to you, even if you use the very best cardboard. Now get out.
Thank you, Air Stormtroop Leader.
May God be praised.
Daddy, you can't take him, he hasn't done anything!
How dare you, how dare you! Pastor Hall is an enemy to National Socialism, and a traitor to the state. March.
Here they are, 32 of them.
Guns are loaded aboard an all-weather interceptor. Meanwhile, a Matador missile zooms away.
Now listen to me, you dirty scum.
It will be the target for the Falcons, which comprise the lethal armament of the interceptor now taking off in pursuit of the pilotless bomber.
Now listen to me, you dirty scum. What some of you have experienced before is no into what you're going to get here. You're coming inside a concentration camp, and that means you're coming to hell. Any attempt at opposing authority, and you'll be shot out of hand. You'll be wise if you keep away from the wired fence around this tent. charged with 1,000 bolts of electricity. The guards have orders to shoot anyone who approaches it. Every bullet costs 12 pfennig, and that is just what we're.
No more grounds?
Because while killing the prisoners, it's started making propaganda against the state.
At Feltwell in Norfolk, the horizontal shelter slides back to reveal Thor, an intermediate range missile.
What exactly
this
say?
Is the permanent site of the weapon, and since its arrival from America, it has been subjected to every test except one. It hasn't been fired, and won't be except in anger. There is no warhead. This will be fitted in the event of trouble. The civilian contractors responsible for the launching emplacement are satisfied that all is well. The uncovering and raising to the firing position is automatic. All the men have to do is light the blue touch paper and retire to a safe distance.
Qualität steht nicht in den Sternen. Gefrorenes Geflügel von Meister Jan erkennen Sie an dem Zeichen Holland-Qualität. Zart und lecker. Echte Holland-Qualität. Besser denn je.
Armored Corps held a demonstration to show the near-perfection pitch now reached by tank gunnery. Experts in other military branches were very interested. Top of the bill was the Malkara guided missile, which may all but revolutionize tank tactics, simply because it can be guided. The Malkara was dead on the target at nearly 2,000 yards. It didn't carry an explosive head, as of course it would do in real war. After the Malkara, the display took a more conventional turn. But it all went to show that the British Army is well abreast of the times in the armored field. In fact, almost poaching on submarine preserves. They don't worry about any obstacles ahead. The motto seems to be, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Professor,
the new Erdbebenwarnung. Die Seismologen rechnen mit einer heftigen Eruption.
Das ist doch kein Vulkan. Diese Gegend ist seit Tausenden von Jahren geologisch ruhig. Andererseits.
Erdbeben, Herr Professor.
But you're the true Aryan.
Show me, paint you.
We want to breathe clean air. We want to see the blue sky. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, huh? Selling dope to each other. That's all y'all doing. Killing each other. For what? Huh? Makes you feel like a man? Makes your dick hard. Who wants to die? You? I tell you what, everybody that's ready to die, raise your hand. Who wants to die? What will you do if you get out of prison?
Well, I guess, Mr. Chairman, that first I'd pay a visit to your house.
To thank me, I suppose.
No. To fuck your wife. And your daughter. Hell, maybe even your dog.
Talking of the Rockefellers and their Trilateral Commission, who along with the Zionists have been putting AIDS virus in vending machines all across America.
Die sich seit gestern ereigneten, sind nur einige kleine Proben meiner Macht. Sagt es allen, wer es wagt, sich gegen mich aufzulehnen, wird ausgelöscht. Jedes Volk, das sich in drei Tagen nicht unterworfen hat.
No!
Auch eine exakte Analyse. Jawohl. Wir bleiben ready to check.
Ah!
Hallo Ray, melden Sie sich.
Ich komme jetzt in die Zentrale. Bitte, Mayday, nimm die Kinder mit nach Hause. Was ist los? Ich komme!
Meine Herren, in allen Teilen der Welt haben sich ähnliche Katastrophen ereignet wie bei uns. Riesige Waldbrände verwüsten Kanada. Australien, Skandinavien, Nordafrika und Indien wurden auch von schweren Erdbeben heimgesucht. Und ein großer Teil der Erde ist überschwemmt. Die Zahl der Todesopfer geht in die Hunderttausende. Nach den wissenschaftlichen Beobachtungen, die bisher gemacht worden sind, handelt es sich bei den Monstern, die die Katastrophen hervorgerufen haben, um Wesen aus der Frühgeschichte unserer Erde. Nur Professor Liu hat bisher diese Dämonen gesprochen. Er wird Ihnen alles Weitere sagen.
Herr Minister, meine Herren, Dämonen nennt sich selbst die Herrscher. Es wäre theoretisch möglich, dass diese Wesen Zeugen einer längst vergessenen Epoche der menschlichen Entwicklung sind. Ich könnte mir vorstellen, dass sie während der letzten Eiszeit, also vor etwa 20 Millionen Jahren, durch eine gewaltige Naturkatastrophe lebendig begraben wurden und eingefroren oder durch unbekannte Gase eingeschläfert worden sind. Nun sind sie erwacht und wollen ihr Erbe antreten. Auch wenn es unwahrscheinlich klingt. Ich glaube, diese Wesen betrachten sich als rechtmäßige Herrscher über unseren Planeten. Und es bleibt nur eine Möglichkeit. Genehmigen Sie das Projekt ISM.
Gut, Professor. Wenn Sie glauben, dass wir keine andere Chance haben, dann führen Sie Ihr Projekt durch. Ich wünsche Ihnen viel Glück.
You stupid bitch!
Kommt heraus, meine treuen Vasallen! Skelette! Seht hervor, ihr Dämonen!
You stupid bitch!
Frontline men in Korea thought up this new weapon. Howitzer shell cases are filled with napalm, fitted with blasting fuses, and buried at danger spots where communists may try to sneak through. Those are dummies, of course. The trap is wired up, and with everything set for the demonstration, the order is given to fire, and no man's land becomes a sea of flame. The flames trap the intruders and, of course, spotlight them for the defending rights. A big contribution is made by the starter. He gets all four engines running together, not one after another. The squadron was airborne in 2 seconds over 2 minutes. As the new radar system would give 12 to 15 minutes warning of enemy attack, the V-bombers could be all out of harm's way before the missiles arrived.
Das ist Kukident 2 Phasen, der einzige Tablettenreiniger für dritte Zähne, der mit der Kraft von 2 aktiven Reinigungsphasen gegen die häufigsten Ursachen von Mundgeruch und Entzündungen vorgeht, gegen Belege und vor allem gegen Bakterien. Denn schon die erste Phase macht gründlich sauber. Die zweite Phase geht in die Tiefe und bekämpft schädliche Bakterien. Das Mikroskop beweist, Bakterien tief rein. So sieht Gründlichkeit aus. Kukident 2 Phasen, denn bakterientiefe Reinigung macht atemfrisch und sicher.
In Korea, smoke covers the battlefield, a testimonial to the effectiveness of the United Nations artillery units, which keep the fleeing Reds under continuous fire.
Why, you mother-dragging bastard!
The concentration of the enemy, a call goes through for air support.
Look at it!
Air Corps thunder jets and marine fighter bombers take off to plaster the retreating communists.
For Christ's sakes! It's trying to eat us, but it doesn't have a mouth! Why?
What's wrong, Mister?
Zombies. Hundreds of them.
They actually want us to protect Vietnam.
Don't kid yourselves. We don't use you for intelligent things around here.
The United Nations Army hurls the communists out of the Republic of Korea.
Now please leave.
And General Van Fleet, 8th Army Commander, announces that thanks to relentless attacks like these, the pursuit phase
from
of the
that
war in
fateful
Korea has
day
ended.
When stinking bits of slime first crawled from the sea and shouted to the cold stars, I am man.
Our greatest dread has always been the knowledge of our own mortality. But tonight, we shall hurl the gauntlet of science into the frightful face of death itself.
Let us review once again.
Tonight, we shall ascend into the heavens. We shall mock the earthquake. We shall command the thunders and penetrate into the very womb of impervious nature herself.
He talks a great deal about his concern for others, but basically, he lives only for himself. And for it. The American is not committed.
Always blood. Been able to make their way back to our lines.
They're all alike.
This was not happening in Korea.
They say they're working
in nearly
for
3 years of captivity.
What
in
they really want
POW camps,
is to rule the world.
American successfully escaped and got back to our lines. And there was something else that concerned and alarmed Dr. Mayer and his fellow researchers. The death rate among the Americans. Out of 7,000 men taken prisoner, more than 3 out of every 10 died in captivity. It was not until nearly 2 years later, nearly 3 years following their capture, when our men were finally returned to us, that we were able to ascertain exactly what had happened. These men, like prisoners from all wars, were
studying to
learn about enemy treatment of people.
Got to behave normal.
48 hours. You take care of you, buddy. I'll take care of me. From the Chinese, no torture, no coercion. The Americans were still left mostly on their own as the months dragged on. Alone and without alien influence of any kind. Complete isolation. This was typical of many of the American POW camps in North Korea. No barbed wire, no watchtowers, none of the precautionary measures normally taken to prevent escape. Nothing but the cluster of mud huts that make up a Korean village. To provide a miserable shelter for several hundred Americans, with seldom more than a few Chinese soldiers to guard them. But it was after the first few months that we began to see the communist Chinese indoctrination. The application by the Chinese of a finely developed educational program, one that occupied every day, all day, 7 days a week, for the great majority of prisoners. It was a classical anti-capitalist,
no
anti-American diatribe of the sort the communists have been publishing for years. Afterward, there were discussions in which every prisoner was forced to participate, but not by the Chinese. Oh,
yes,
no.
Real newspapers, not the kind you had printed for me. One single copy for Lenin. Single copies full of good news, just to keep me out of politics. Let Comrade Lenin read your fairy tales. What? Nonsense. What damn nonsense. The
Antichrist has spoken.
Forgive me.
The Antichrist has spoken.
Forgive me.
Christ, protect me from the fangs of Satan!
Leviathan! Leviathan!
Christ, protect me from the fangs of Satan! The Antichrist has spoken!
Leave me!
The more this day is out, you will be begging me to kill you.
I'm going to torture you.
I'm going to make you suffer your faithlessness to me. Before this day is out, you will be begging me to kill you. Before this day is out, you will be begging me to kill you. Before this day is out, you will be begging me to kill you.
Where you are. You are about to enter hell.
Hell!
The abode of the damned. The place of torment.
bound on an island from which he can never hope to escape. Surrounded by the waiting pits of hell.
I don't hear you saying too much about the $5 billion spent on rock and roll, the sadistic, horrifying, hellish, demonic music that's damning and destroying untold millions of young men and young ladies in this nation. I am sick and tired of some pornographer telling me that I am violating their First Amendment rights because I tell them they cannot print the garbage and the rot and the filth and the swill that's decimating the youth of this nation.
Some call it free choice. God calls it murder.
Why don't you write about abortion? I don't see anything that you write about abortion. $500 million was spent last year on the murder of 1.5 million little American babies.
I pledge allegiance to the British flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe.
Russia, nation in conflict, God's instrument to fulfill end time prophecy. Russia, World War III, and Armageddon.
The planet Earth is dying as a thief in the night.
Already he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon.
We are moving in to a major conflict in the United States of spiritual warfare as great as any that has ever occurred in the history of the church. Believe me, the early church fought no spiritual battles any greater than the one that began on January 1st of this year and will intensify over the next weeks and months up until Election Day in November 1984. It is spiritual warfare from this place and this time henceforth.
Hey, this is insane. I mean, I'm a U.S. citizen. Come on, I'm just here exchanging some dollars. You must let me go.
I'm American. You know, from America, U.S. of A. Come on, you understand English?
If it wasn't for my country, I'd all be speaking German.
Heute ungarisch zu, mit ungarischen Rouladen. Sauerkraut, Tomatenmark, Paprika, Speck und Zwiebeln. Ach, ein guter Rotwein und Maggi Fix für Rouladen. Das ist echt praktisch. Man spart's anbraten, das Fleisch bleibt schön saftig und es gibt viel würzige Soße. Mmh, meine Lieblingsrouladen. Auf Wiedersehen im Maggi-Kochstudio. Rufen Sie an, wenn Sie eine Frage haben. 069 661 28 41.
In Korea, the United Nations Army, 11 divisions strong, outnumbering the Chinese Communist troops for the first time in the Korean War, pushes relentlessly forward, forcing the enemy to flee into the hills. An American unit runs into an enemy strong point and calls for help, and help is quick in coming. First, from the tankers. Then from the heavy artillery. And finally, as General Ridgway sees from the air, as fighter planes loose jellied napalm bombs on the Reds in the hills. The joint air-ground team carries out General Ridgway's only objective, to kill Chinese and save ourselves.
Yeah, I got a wife and family, ma'am, but I don't feel like talking to anyone right now. Thank you.
We said studies of these men could teach us important things about ourselves. What things? Certainly not that they let down their country. On the contrary, many acted with honor and great courage in the face of a strange new enemy who behaved in wholly unexpected ways. Statistics tell only part of the story, that a terrible death toll occurred, that escapes failed, that only a few men resisted so actively that they had to be heavily guarded. The more important lesson reaches far beyond the camps in North Korea. The prisoners' hardships demonstrated what is required of men who would preserve freedom in the face of its enemies. Our freedom has richly blessed us, but freedom is a dangerous and demanding adventure. It has permitted lavish rewards for men's labor, great comfort, security, convenience, and vast opportunity.
Ball. And
a seductive combination that obscures the
Our failings.
What must be understood is that these failings can undo freedoms dearly purchased. Isolate the individual even as he becomes submerged in the mass. Erode our political and economic and social system as effectively as any shooting war.
Maar dit roept bij mij twijfels op. Of, Jansen, dit geloof ik niet. Met deze uitspraken zeg je niets over de violist, om dit beeld nog eens te gebruiken, maar over de luisteraar. Ik twijfel, ik aarzel, ik geloof het niet. Er wordt niet direct over de woorden van de ander gesproken. En deze kan dus gemakkelijk iets aanvullen, rechtzetten of terugnemen. Mulder zou ook kunnen zeggen, dit lijkt me niet te kloppen. Of, dit is niet helemaal juist.
From your seat comes evil.
Dit is de trouw. Hiermee zeg je tegen de violist, je hebt een verkeerde stuk uit de boek gehaald. Je zei dat je Beethoven zou spelen, maar het is Vivaldi.
Now I'm too tired.
Daarmee
I want you to meet the priest there.
Of de ander opzettelijk foute informatie
zegt. The priest.
Met de volgende uitspraken kwam ik...
But Robert, you told me yourself that you're an agnostic.
We're going up to that church.
I'm not going in. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? Are you afraid of something? Are you afraid of something?
Better to run towards a great hollow pool that'll purify everything.
Collega's, medewerkers, met uw levenspartner, met uw kinderen enzovoort. Luistert u anders maar eens goed naar gesprekken tussen andere mensen in conflictsituaties. U zult zich erover verbazen hoe vaak niet de viool, maar de violist vals wordt genoemd. De deuren dichtgooien en van beide kanten vergrendelen. In de loop van het gesprek tussen Mulder en Jansen bereiken beide een punt dat ze aan het nut van verdere discussie beginnen te twijfelen. De strijdpunten nemen toe. Ze spelen krijgertje en ze ergeren zich over het valse spel van de ander. Maar wat gebeurt er vervolgens?
Wat een snotneus.
een vervelende vent. Het is volstrekt zinloos om daar verder op in te gaan. Verlaag je niet op dit soort dingen. Dit lijkt toch niets. Ik heb een beetje. Ik zie
iets. Of the tremendous increases in mental illnesses in this country today is by virtue of the fact that there is a tremendous increase in the accidental hypnosis that is going on. This is no accident. This is a planned psychopolitical scientific procedure to make our young people mentally sick. Notice how Dr. Brian concludes. What are these records doing? Listen to what he says. They're breeding a tremendous race of people who are going to be mentally ill. He says it's terrible, it's horrible, it's fantastic. I'll say it is. Now, the question that we must answer tonight, if we possibly can, is how did these records get in your homes and in your school systems? And it's really, to ask the question is to give a very simple answer. You know, I guess conservatives have been more or less labeled as being very simple people with very simple answers to complex questions. Well, tonight, I have a simple answer. I don't know if you'll accept it, but I think I know why these records are all over the country. Now, these records were, the record companies were set up in 1946, but they never got off the ground for 6 years. But in 1952, these communist records were endorsed by the Book of the Month Club. That's one reason why they're in hundreds of thousands of American homes tonight, including many of yours. Now, if you want that, it's in the Book of the Month Club news for January 1952. Not only do they recommend children's record Gill, but they have a brochure out on them. Number two, you school teachers, listen to this. Your own official magazine called Grade Teacher has recommended these communist records. Grade Teacher for February 1962 on page 122 recommends young people's records. Three, there's a little newspaper on the East Coast called the New York Times. They have endorsed these communist records. In fact, on the jacket labels of many of these records, it'll say, Best in Children's Records, New York Times. Now, of course, they are the best in children's records. You understand that. If you want your young people mentally ill. And then you have a little pink sheet up here on the coast called the San Francisco Chronicle. By the way, I just talked to them tonight. They have endorsed these communist records. Wait till you hear this. I didn't tell them about that. It takes three lines in this report right here to give their endorsement of these red records. This Week magazine has endorsed these communist records. Music Teachers Quarterly has endorsed these communist records. Now look, this is a 33 and a third album. At the top it says, Young People's Records, Children's Record Guild, approved by boards of education and in daily use in thousands of schools in all 50 states and Canada. Look here, ladies. These red records have been endorsed or have been guaranteed by good housekeeping. And they have been recommended by Parent Magazine. Now look, it's rather obvious that Gus Hall did not come to your home one night, you know, and go, I'm Gus, General Secretary of the Communist Party, and I have a few records to sell you tonight. That isn't how Gus operates. Gus spends his time on your college campuses with a big grin, peddling his criminal conspiracy called communism, but it's all of course...
Wir testen den Geschmack einer ganz besonderen Margarine.
Lass sehen, wer von euch seine Zehen berührt kann. Hat so, Brüder und Schwestern, wir beugen jetzt den ganzen Oberkörper
bis zur Mein Geschmack auf alle Fälle. Kaum zu glauben, dass es Margarine ist, ja.
Das höre ich öfter.
Ja, ich finde, es schmeckt kräftig und einfach irgendwie vollmundig.
Und Ihre Familie?
Ich das möchte ich
meiner
sehen.
Mutter mal angeboten.
Jeder Mensch unter 45 ist fähig, seine Zehenspitzen mit den Händen zu
berühren. Auch Sie werden staunen, wenn Sie probieren. Bonella hat den Geschmack getroffen.
Notable visitor to Eglin Air Force Base was President Kennedy, guest for the special occasion of General Curtis LeMay.
So, American Vice President Johnson and Air Secretary Zucker also met.
It's not all guided missiles now. In the field of conventional weapons are the deadly napalm.
Heute werden 6,3 Millionen Traktoren hergestellt. Das macht eine Ertragssteigerung von 33,5%.
The President saw a demonstration of refueling.
Ist eine fabelhafte Sache, Worte zu zerstören. Das zehnte Neusprechdikt für
mich. A plane with no pilot was the target of fighters, which with rockets
heißt,
made
dass die Revolution abgeschlossen ist, wenn die Sprache perfekt. Das Geheimnis liegt in der Übersetzung von direkten Gedanken zur kürzesten Sprache. Dann könnte ich auch nie mehr mit dir einer Meinung sein. Sehr richtig. Es ist ein ermutigender Gedanke zu wissen, dass allerspätestens im Jahre 2050 kein Mensch mehr in der Lage sein wird, eine Unterhaltung wie diese zu verstehen.
Das heißt, dass die Revolution abgeschlossen ist, wenn die Sprache perfekt ist.
Das Geheimnis liegt in der Übersetzung vom direkten Gedanken zur kürzesten Sprachform. Dann könnte ich auch nie mehr mit dir einer Meinung sein. Sehr richtig. Es ist ein ermutigender Gedanke zu wissen, dass allerspätestens im Jahre 2050 kein Mensch mehr in der Lage sein wird, eine Unterhaltung wie diese zu verstehen.
1,2 Millionen Handel.
Schmeckt Doppelplus gut. Ich glaube, Doppelplus gut.
Brüder und Schwestern, wir haben die Produktionsschlacht gewonnen. Die uns vorliegenden Ergebnisse zeigen eindeutig, dass der Lebensstandard im letzten Jahr um nicht weniger als 20% gestiegen ist. Überall hat es unter den Parteiarbeitern spontane Demonstrationen der Freude und Dankbarkeit gegeben. Aufgrund der Übererfüllung des 9. Dreijahresplanes wird die Schokoladenration auf 25 Gramm pro Woche erhöht.
Ich bin sexuell pervers. Und ein Gedankenverbrecher. Ich habe meine Vertrauensposition im Ministerium des Friedens ausgenutzt, um unsere Alliierten hin zu täuschen und auch um die Jugend zu verderben.
Ist auf Kosten des Hauses.
Der Literatur und Drogen. Ich erkläre mich in allen Punkten für schuldig und ich bitte Sie nur noch, mir zu glauben, dass ich unseren Führer wirklich liebe.
Freiheit ist Sklaverei. Unwissenheit ist Stärke. Ein Triumph der Willenskraft.
My fellow Americans, I stand here with all that feel as I do, disgusted with this lie that Biden has been chosen. As if we all don't know the truth. And when one tries to deceive, we know that one can't get away with it. There will be a price to pay. The ones who are jumping for joy now are jumping toward the horror they will be in for. Because I know that the promises being made from the left to the American people will never come to be. My friends of all colors, races, and religions, this is now our greatest fight since the Civil War. The battle of righteousness versus Satan. Yes, Satan. Because these leftists are evil, corrupt, and they want to tear down this nation. We must not allow this. We must fight this corruption that has taken over and fight for the good that seems lost. Let us give our trust to God and fight now for Trump's victory because we all know this ballot count is corruption like they are. So let us not back down. Let us fight this fight as if it is our last fight on earth.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and the civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas at 6:40 and 12:40 on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas at 6:40 and 12:40 on your regular radio receiver.
De tijd rijp voor glorie der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts, zijn oder niet zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood, er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.